Well, I appreciate you listening and praying with me today here on BPN Radio. And I have a guest on today, one of my longtime friends, Roger Ellis from the United Kingdom, from England. And Roger and I have been friends since 1991. He and his wife, Margaret, have been a tremendous blessing to our lives. I've been able to minister there at the church a number of occasions over the years. And so Roger is a pioneering leader, helped start and build both the Student Ministry Fusion and Revelation Church in Chichester, England. In recent years, he has successfully handed the leadership of both over to leaders. He's helped train, enjoys seeing both contexts flourish. Roger continues to work with Revelation Church, is on the national team of the Pioneer Network with particular responsibility for their school of theology. He's also on the oversight team for 24/7 prayer, serving as their director of training, working with others. They have launched the Vision Course. He's an author, has recently published Essence, the Manifesto of Jesus. He runs a fishing business, Future Fisheries, and is married to Maggie. They have two children who are now young adults. Roger, thank you for being here on BPN Radio today.
Pleasure.
And I appreciate your longtime friendship since 1991. And it's been, we've had some wonderful experiences over the years. You were there when I was first of all crowd surfed there with Martin Smith and Delirious. And that's been my one and only occasion of crowd surfing. I don't know if it's ever happened to you or not.
It has. It's kind of a interesting way of doing prayer ministry. Lift them up and pull them back over the crowd. Everybody gets to pray.
Well, I was there, of course, with you last year, and you played the video of how I gave a prophetic word back, what was it, 1996, 1997?
Yeah.
About 24/7 prayer. And in a few weeks, you guys begin to pray 24/7. And some amazing things have happened since that time. Tell me about it.
Well, it's one of those things when you laid a couple of pretty big prophecies on us, and that was one 24-hour prayer, and we really didn't know what to do with that one. We were a church very much full of activists. And we kind of sat on it and looked at it. And after a period of time, some of our students said, look, we just want to put a room to one side and we want to start praying. And actually, they got creative. They sort of painted the walls and built a tent for an intimacy area. They put art stuff, creative stuff in there. And they blocked off the 24 hours into hour-long sections. So people would book an hour. They go into the prayer room to pray. At the end of the hour, the next person turns up. They do a handover. They pray for each other. The next person prays for an hour. And there's someone on call. So if someone doesn't arrive for some reason, they get out of bed and they come down and they make sure the chain isn't broken. And so we did this for a week. And we found that there were people that weren't Christians were coming in and people were getting saved. And in the building that we're in, they had a nightclub event down the road. People were coming out of the nightclub event and coming into the prayer room and they were getting saved. And so after a month, it was still going. And then we got into our second month and we went to a bigger national leaders conference that we were organizing, and we just shared it with the guys there and said, look, maybe some of you guys would like to do this. You know, maybe this could carry on. And there, people from seven different nations started doing it. And there was a guy there that said, look, I can set you up a website so that we can connect all these prayer rooms on the website. And 24/7 prayer was born.
Wow. And it was not only born, but it's flourished all these years. And tell me what has happened since that time.
Well, it's kind of gone viral. I mean, we've been praying nonstop now. Well, next year it will be 15 years of unbroken prayer. And we've been in well over 130 nations. certainly over 15,000 prayer rooms. We've had prayer rooms from the House of Commons in the UK, the Pentagon in the US, slums in the center of Africa, Lebanon, Syria, Israel, you name it, anywhere you could think of it, in nightclubs, on, you know, in churches, there have been prayer rooms all over the place. And we've kind of been, right in the early days, we were inspired by the Moravians, and they, out of Count Zinzendorf's property, they prayed for 100 years nonstop. And some of those guys sold themselves into slavery to take the gospel to Africa. I mean, amazing mission movement. So our ethos has always been that it's about prayer, but it's about prayer, mission, and justice. That prayer itself leads us obviously into worship, but once we start praying, we have to go, and then it's all about mission and justice in the world. So kind of out of the prayer rooms, the prayer communities have started, houses of prayer have started, church plants have come into being in different nations. And so we have a kind of a movement, a global movement that is still going strong. And we keep finding like prayer rooms that have been going on for years that we don't know anything about, and because people forget, you can register on our website, but as you know, once things start going, people take the resources, they go with it, and they forget to tell us that they've been praying for a year or something like that. So it's amazing stuff. A lot of young people. We've had mission teams, so we've had teams going out to Ibiza, which is the kind of club party capital of Europe now for, well, probably 10 years, you know, working through the night on the streets, where you've got these kids that are crashed out with drugs and vomiting. But, you know, just we've got a prayer going full time, and then teams going out, rescuing these young people, getting them back to their hotels, making sure they're safe, handing out Bibles, all that. So it's some real exciting mission stuff, but it's born out of prayer. That's what it's about.
Well, I've heard a lot of amazing stories, Roger, but this is one of the most amazing that I've heard. And you know, I'm about prayer. I've been calling this nation to pray since 1985. I've been a prayer leader since 1967. But this is the most amazing thing that I've heard, and I'm sure that a lot of people would like to make a contact. What is the what is your web? Have you got a website? How can they contact?
It's www.24-7prayer.com. In fact, if you Google prayer, you probably will get 24/7 prayer right at the top, which is bizarre. We've had strange things. There was some Catholic young people started a prayer room in Austria just a few years ago, and now there is a massive charismatic Holy Spirit renewal movement within the Catholic Church in Austria, and that's been built around prayer rooms. You know, and they would say right at the beginning, we were inspired by 24/7 prayer, and which is a bizarre thing, because it started with just a few of our young people in the most ridiculous little room out the back of a, you know, an old church building, a 1960s kind of X-Factory, you know, and there it is.
Wow. Well, we will not despise the day of small beginnings, but it definitely has flourished into something incredible. Do you have any prayer rooms in America?
Yes, there's a lot. I mean, actually, outside of the UK and Germany, which I know that you've prophesied a lot about Germany, the UK, and England, but outside of the UK and Germany, the US is the biggest. And there is a church called the Kansas City Boiler Room, which is based in Kansas City, that have been a base for a lot of 24/7's work. And also there's a couple, Dave and Tara Powers, who are now taking over the whole prayer thing in the US, because what we're aware is that there's been so much prayer that's connected with us. It's all about helping that to grow nationally. because we've had things where in Europe we've had whole denominations have said, look, we just want to pray for a year as a denomination. So we've had the Salvation Army do that in the UK. The Pioneer Network have done it. And then we've had nations. So like churches in South Africa said, we're going to have a year of unbroken prayer for our nation. And now it's breaking out in Asia, in Indonesia and Malaysia and places like that. I mean, the kind of prayer that's going on there is making us look a little bit slow off the mark. So it's very, very interesting. And then there's small prayer rooms in the middle of slums, in the middle of, you know, mafia centers. You know, people have just gone in there and set up a prayer room, started praying, and then out of that, there'd been mission that's broken out. Interesting, really exciting stuff.
Well, amazing, amazing. So the website, one more time, where people can go.
It's www.24-7prayer.com. And there's a fabulous book written by Pete Gregg, who's the leader of the movement globally. He was the youth worker in Revelation Church when it started, and we released him, and he's been very, very significant. And there's a wonderful book called Red Moon Rising by Pete Gregg. And it's translated into I don't know how many languages. And there's something powerful about this book that everybody who reads it seems to get, you know, just set on fire for prayer. And I think the great thing about 24/7 prayer, it is really, it's prayer for those who really are not that good at prayer. There's something about it that enables us all to feel, do you know what, we can give an hour of our time, we can get into God's presence, and it makes prayer accessible rather than seeming that it's for, you know, these incredible intercessors that how are we ever going to be like them? You know, it kind of just makes prayer, it's prayer for idiots like me, really.
Okay. Thank you very much, Roger. And if you want to have more information about that, that's 24/7 prayer. You just go there on, you can Google that in. And Pete Gregg, I remember Pete, Red Moon Rising, you might want to get his book. And so, it's all about prayer. And Roger, I appreciate you being on the broadcast today. And we'll continue to promote 24/7 prayer because we are calling people to pray. I believe in God for 1 million people in America to pray. So thank you for being on the broadcast today. And we just speak blessings over you and all that you put your hand to do. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dale. And thank you for your faithfulness and your many prophetic words over us that have borne so much fruit. We're much appreciated.
Thank you, Roger.